In 1937, two bridges in the world opened, which were both unique for the technical solution to a situation. One of them was the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. The other was the bridge over Gowey River in Sigolder. This bridge has triple-fold, monolithic reinforced concrete arches with trestle transitions on both ends. It is the only bridge with this structure and technical execution in Latvia. Until 1937, all pedestrians, horse-drawn carriages, and random automobiles were taken across by ferry. Data shows that in 1862, in preparation for the visit of the Russian Tsar Alexander II, a wooden summer bridge was built over the Gowey River. The ferry was located about 1 kilometer, 0.6 miles upstream. However, the ferry was not able to accommodate all who needed to use it, and it was also closed during the winter and spring ice floes. Therefore, a decision was made to build a bridge over Gowey River near Sigolder. The idea of a bridge was conceived back in the 20s, but for various reasons was delayed. The engineer Tommel designed the bridge and, at the time of his death in 1936, the bridge, foundation and supports had been completed. Further work on the bridge was done by Professor Carlis Gailis, but design of the structure supports was entrusted to an engineer, Professor Pavis Pavolans. The bridge was opened on July 23, 1937. In attendance were President Carlis Ulmanis, Minister of Transportation Bernhard Einberg, and thousands of viewers. The bridge was also blessed by both Pastor Baumanis of Grimalda Church and Pastor Bredermann of Sigolder Church. During the first period of the Latvian independence, the bridge was depicted on the 5-lat banknote. Unfortunately, the bridge was short-lived. 4 years later, in 1941, it was blown up and destroyed by the retreating Soviet army. For the next 9 years, there was no bridge over the Gowey River, and transportation was again by ferry. The bridge was rebuilt in the same place in 1950. There was a shortage of both supplies and transportation. Rocks were chiseled on the building site. At the same time, the remaining pieces of the previous bridge were removed. Normally, there were about 50 to 60 people working at the site. However, during peak hours, when concrete was poured, there were nearly 700 people working at the time. The reopening of the bridge was a cause for real celebration among Siguldians. The bridge now offers a secure connection between the roads from Sigolder to Turaida, but you may want to choose any of the trails alongside the Gowey River to experience the primeval beauty of the valley. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.